Luke 16, and to do with the rich man and Lazarus. And y'all pray for us. There's a whole lot of, most say it's a parable, and I won't argue with that, but there's a whole lot of doctrinal things that we take out of Luke 16. One thing is there's only two places to go, heaven and hell. You're either going to be prepared to go through repentance, or you're going to fail to repent, and you're going to go to hell. But one of the things I love about this, and what's going to be our text is going to come from over there to do with Cornelius, where Peter goes to the household of Cornelius, and Peter said that God is not a respecter of person. And I'm thankful for that today. And I want us to look at this more today to do with going to heaven and hell's real. And Brother James, he'll tell you, you need to preach on hell more. He told me that. Hell is real today, and that's going to be your final resting place if you don't get things fixed, and there won't be no rest there. I don't believe it's a home. I don't believe you'll ever feel welcome there. I don't believe none of that, but I want you today to realize that you can go be with us in heaven. Brother Marty, I preached about this morning, the things we miss out. I never looked at that scripture like that. Boy, it meant the world to me, but I guess what was on my heart is a whole lot, what you're going to miss out on if you don't make it to heaven. And so y'all pray for us as we read this, and we'll have prayer requests, I promise. But this, I didn't even get this on my heart till last night. I had something else on. I still had bringing your children up in the light of the Lord, but it went away again. I don't know what it is about that subject. It's got to be for a certain time. I know that, but listen to me. When it's time, we'll let it rip. But he gave me this thought, and I'm going to go with it. There was a certain rich man which was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared sumptuously every day. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus which was laid at the gate full of sores. And desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. And the rich man died and was buried. And in hell lift up his eyes, been in torments, and seeth Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, rememberest thou in thy lifetime thou receivest the good things, likewise Lazarus the evil things. Now he is comforted and thou art tormented. And beside all this, between us and you, there is a great gulf fixed, and so that which would be fixed, gulf fixed, so that which would pass from hence to you cannot, and neither they that can pass from us that would come from thence. And then he said, I pray thee therefore, Father, that thou wouldest send him to my father's house, and I have a brother there, that he may testify in them, lest they also come into this place of torment. And Abraham said unto him, they have Moses and the prophets, let them hear them. And he said, nay, Father Abraham, but if one went unto them from the dead, they would repent. And he said unto them, if they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded through one raised from the dead. And when mistakes we made reading, that's reading down to the 31st verse of the 16th chapter of Luke, from the 19th verse, there for a reading lesson. As I said, I want to go here where Peter said, and he opened his mouth in the 10th chapter of Acts in the 34th verse, and Peter opened his mouth and said, of a truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of person. Then I want you to know through my ministry, that scripture there, you'd find pretty much the same thing in Romans chapter 2 and verse 10. Throughout the Old Testament, they told Jesus that he didn't look upon a man. He had no respect of man. So we find that through there. And I think about through my life how people when I was a child, even today, may look a little bit down upon me. They may look a little bit down upon you, but God don't look at the person we are, what we have, what color we are, what nation we're from, whether we're rich or whether we're poor. He don't look upon that. He looks upon the heart of a man. And if you've been saved by God's grace, he sees you as his child. And nobody else may not ever respect you. Nobody else may, they may look down upon you just like they did old Lazarus. No doubt they did. But God saw him as his child. He loved him. And I think about, I've said this before, how God sent angels to come and they gathered up Lazarus. I believe in all my heart when Brother James took his last breath the other day, that God from heaven sent angels down and come and gathered around him. And they took him up. They talked about how Brother James was talking about he saw different ones. You may not believe that. I don't know how it's going to be, but he said he saw them. I've got to believe the man. I want to tell you something. I believe it all my heart. Someday after a while, soon as I walk through that gate, I won't have to see his nail-scarred hands and through his feet and the hole in his side to know who my Jesus is. He's going to be a light that stands out above everybody else. But I believe I all know who my daddy is. I believe I'll be able to hold my mama again, and she'll be able to hold me. I believe the angels, when my death angels come, I believe they're going to come down. They're going to get me. They're going to take me to my Lord, and I'm going to be held in his bosom. I believe that. You can believe what you want to, I do. I believe that there's going to be a crown of righteousness laid up for me, as Paul talked about. He said, not only for me, but for all them love his appearing. I believe in all my heart. If you've been saved by God's grace, you ain't going to miss out on nothing that the Bible talks about. I believe in all my heart that I'm going to receive a crown of righteousness. Peter talked about over there of the good shepherd when he appeared, you will receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. I want you to know there's more than one crown. I believe that's one. He's talking about the ministers. I've been used to, from what I understand, in the Olympics, if you won, they'd give you a crown and it had flowers put in it, and they would die and they would fade away. But he said, I'll give you one. When you finish this race, I'm going to give you one that fadeth not away. Honey, we're going to a kingdom, one that he's prepared for us. He said, I'll go away and prepare a place for you. Amen. That is good stuff. I want you to know I'm going to be with him someday. No, I won't be the king, but I'm going to have a crown. You know what I'm going to do with it, brother? I'm going to take it off, and I'm going to take it to his feet, and I'm going to bow down and say, I'm not worthy. I'm not worthy of it, Lord, because we're not. Oh, golly. Whoa! That's what my friend is saying now. It was hard to go see him like he was. I couldn't stand to go, but I can't wait to go see him now. That old body won't be frail no more. He won't hurt no more. Sister Helen won't be over him no more. I want to tell you, we're going to see them again. The Bible says, Jacob commanded his children. Can't y'all just see him sitting on his bed? He commanded those 12 boys. He told them each one what they was going to do. He gave them the walking orders. The Bible says he gathered his feet up in his bed. It said he gave up the ghost. And it said he was gathered unto his people. Now, I know they took him, buried him. I know they took him and buried him with his family. But, honey, I don't believe that's what he's talking about. I believe he was gathered with his people right then. I believe he went right on to be with the Lord and all the ones that went on before him. And I want to tell you, I believe with all my heart, just like the rich man knew who Lazarus was, he said, send Lazarus, just how they knew who Moses and Elijah was. I want to tell you, we're going to be known as we're known. I don't know how I'm going to know Apostle Paul, but I'm going to know him.
Amen.
I don't know how I'm going to know Elijah, but I'm going to know him.
Amen.
I don't know how I'm going to know Adam, but I'm going to know him.
Amen.
All them little babies, little children, yes, that died down there in Texas. There was flood that happened. I guess it was yesterday. How many little children has died now? How many little children have gone on to be with the Lord through abortion and all kinds of... I'm going to tell you, I'm going to know them. I believe in all my heart they ain't going to need nobody to babysit them neither. They're going to be able to take care of themselves and the Lord take care of them. I don't know how we're going to be. I sometimes think, I believe the Lord began his ministry when he was 30-year-old. I believe Adam, when he made him, he probably looked about like a 30-year-old man. I believe that when he made him, breathed in his nostrils and he became a living soul. I wouldn't doubt, brother, that we won't look like we're in the prime of our life. Honey, I tell you, I'm getting old. He told me earlier, I don't even know I'm getting old. He can still use me. There was one told me the other day, he broke my heart. Oh, it liked to kill me. He said, Brother Jeff, you're getting to that age where people get ready to put you out the pasture. Oh, I got off the phone to my wife. I said, please, God, no. Please don't ever let me get to a place that I don't tell nobody about you. Nobody may not have me for pastor. Nobody may not want to hear me. But God let me to my dying breath be able to speak Jesus to somebody. Oh, to receive the crown of glory that fadeth not away, to be able to hear, well done. I believe in my heart, Brother James, you have to hear that. Well done, my good and faithful servant. He's not a respecter person. I believe if Jacob or Israel got together with his people, so was Aaron Waldron. I believe if he sent the angels after Lazarus, he's going to send them after you, sweetheart. I know you think that's a long ways off. I thought that too when I was 16-year-old. But it ain't that far. I'm thinking this morning I done outlived three of my siblings. I had a brother die at 58, a sister at 38, a sister at 56. I done outlived three of my siblings. Death is right on my door. I know it is. But I know this. This is not the end.
Amen.
I'm a pilgrim. I'm looking for a city that ain't been made by man.
Amen.
A kingdom that's in heaven. Oh, this earthy tabernacle fadeth away. Oh, let's go read that one.
Amen.
Let's just read two or three while we're at it. Y'all pray for us. I ain't got the breath I used to have, but I still got some. I ain't ready to put out the pasture just yet. Let your hearts not be troubled. You believe in God, believe in also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you will be also.
Amen.
And I believe he's probably talking about the resurrection here.
Yeah.
But I also believe when death comes, I believe he's going to be there to help me cross the Jordan. Because if he's not there to do it, I can't do it. If the blood's not been applied, if your name is not written in the Lamb's book of life, you're not going to grow over there into that city. You're going to miss out on a whole lot. He said, that's where I was going to go. And I felt like older. 2 Corinthians 5 is, for we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God and a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. I want to talk about your body a little bit, how it's dissolving. But I also want to talk about our old houses. Y'all heard me talk about, I don't know how many times I've patched my living room floor. I done it again last year. A year ago from right just about now. I went in there and patched it. Changed the flooring again. Made the mistake again. Was over the other day where Brother James, Brother Barry told Sheila if he'd done it right to start with. I left about half mad. But you was right. If I'd just done it right to start with. I was sitting in there the other day and I done it this time, buddy. I tore the whole thing out. I didn't leave nothing. I was walking on dirt. But I sat there on that dirt pile and I thought of 36 years ago that we moved there. And I was sitting in there and I had a ceiling fan blowing out, or not a ceiling fan, a box fan in the window of the day blowing the dust and stuff out where I'd run chainsaws and everything in there. Sheila says I'm a boy in a Chinaman shop. I can't fix nothing. My entire thing's all to pieces. And I was in there and I sat down on the floor and 36 years ago, I sat in that same floor with that ceiling, or with not the same box fan, but one in that same window. And I thought about how many times I patched and worked on it a while. I prayed to God when we started this. I said, Lord, you give me the strength to get through this one more time. And this morning when I was sitting in there in my recliner, I got to crying and thanking him. I thought about when the first time I run 5 miles and I'd asked him to be able to do that and he helped me through it. He gives me strength to get through this. That's what it's about, brother. He gives us confidence that we know we can go a little further. But what the point I'm trying to make is, me and Will probably live in that old house till we die. I'll probably still be patching floors and working on walls and this and that. But someday after a while,
because he is no respecter of person. He's going to prepare for me a mansion. Some say it's room. Some say it may be this. Some say it may be that. But I tell you one thing. I'm going to be happy with her. I ain't going to have to patch another floor. I'll never fail to do it right again. Because I got it right the first time. When I was a 14-year-old boy, I done it right the first time. He done it right the first time. Me and him come together. And we got the job done. You can't make it on your own. I found out I couldn't fix that old floor on my own. I ended up calling Brandon. And I'd say, what about this here? What should I do here? In a little while, he just showed up. Just like, oh, boy. Here we go again. He showed up. Everything was gone. He walked in. He went, oh, no. I said, yeah, we got to fix it now. She ain't going to be happy. Going from the bedroom, stepping down on the ground, going to the kitchen and stepping up. We're going to have to fix it. And then Kelby showed up. Amen. Them boys helped me. I had help along the way to get there. Amen. You're going to miss out on these things, friend. We don't want you to miss out on what's been prepared for us. I look at people, they don't have as much as I do. There's people out there that's dirt poor. I'm talking about living on dirt floors. I've heard Brother Tony talk about going down to Africa. Instead of mowing your yard, you know what they do? They sweep their yard. They go out there and sweep the dust and everything. I don't know why, but they do it. Listen to me. There's people out there that don't have nothing that's going to have it all someday because they've been born again. And you're going to miss out on that. I just don't know what it's going to be like to not hurt anymore. She looked home this morning. We're sitting out there, and she said, "I believe I got arthritis all over me now. I hurt all over. I have pain all over." There's a little man, Marty knows him. Y'all heard me say it. Hollis Dawson, no telling how many sermons that's there in the curve. He was just drawn up with arthritis. And you'd go by there and he'd be sitting there and he was just all drawn up to knot. And he'd be sitting out in his yard. He'd try to wave at you, and he'd all. But one thing it didn't affect his muscles and his mouth. When you'd come by, he'd creep his hand up and he'd have a smile on his face. You know why? Because he knew he was getting closer and closer to a time that he wasn't going to hurt no more. He was going to walk. Brother Johnny is just like Amy. She's up there walking the street of gold today. She's not, I'm talking fat diabetes no more. She's not in a wheelchair no more. You're going to walk through that gate, brother, and your wife's going to be standing there. I believe that. God is going to come running and hug you, Sister Judy. I believe that. She won't have cancer no more. He won't be laying down there in a hospital bed. That's not how you're going to see him. He's going to be young and strong. He's going to be good looking just like he was here. I'm going to tell you, we're going to see them again. You're going to miss out on that, lost friend. We're going to have a family reunion like there's never been. They got where there's having the Likens. Me and one of my cousins got it started. We'd have the Likens family reunion. We'd meet for a while. None of us never even talk. We just know how you do. You just stay with your own little family. You don't really talk. We get up there, it's going to be all kinds of time to talk. Ain't going to be nobody we don't know. Ain't going to be nobody we don't love. There's going to be a love there like we've never felt before. It's going to come from God. And all we're going to want to do, Brother Kyle says, have these hug shake. That's all we're going to want to do. We're going to want to hug on each other and shake hands and just love on each other and talk from right there and on. I want to tell you something. God is no respecter of person. I'm going to have a glorified body. I love what David says. I will be satisfied when I wake from my sleep in thy likeness.
He dwells in here, and there's times just like for the last 30 minutes, I've been able to feel him and just get tore all to pieces. But honey, someday I'm going to have a body that's going to be able to take that. I don't now. It gets a little taller. I ain't going to lie to you. I'm going to have one then. I'm going to be able to shout with the best of them. I'll be able to say whoopee like Sister Helen. I'll be able to go on. You'll see my hand do like Sister Leanne's and go to shout. I may be just like Brother Teddy, just come out with just a big old whoopee just right out of nowhere. But I'm going to be able to do it. You know why? Because he's no respecter of person. Whether I have a crown that fadeth not away, I ain't got many trophies. I ain't never been no count at nothing. I got some archery trophies upstairs, and they're just dusty, and most of them probably done broke where they failed. They're up in the attic. I don't even know if I could find them. But what he gives you is going to last. Brother David Swindle preached a sermon one time about a white robe and the rings and the crowns. And my wife had dreamed about her daddy. She told me about the dream before Brother David Swindle preached about it. And she never saw her daddy wear any jewelry. And he had a ring on. He was wearing a white robe. And had a crown. And she said, that just ain't my daddy. She didn't understand it. And then Brother Davis preached that, and she's talked about it ever since. She didn't even know it was in the Bible. And here she dreamed about her daddy, seeing her daddy like that. Honey, someday you're going to see your daddy just like that. I believe it in all my heart. Lost friend, you're going to miss out on that. I can't imagine what the torment would be like just being in the flames and all the darkness and falling in the bottomless pit, the worms eating you, all that stuff. I can't imagine. I can't imagine that. But the worst thought of all to me would be looking up from that place, seeing people that I loved. Seeing my mama, my daddy, my brothers and my sisters. Seeing Jesus Christ. Standing there, it ain't a thing you can do about it then. Do you ever not get invited to something? All your friends is going. You're just not popular enough that they didn't take time to invite you. Or maybe didn't want you to come. I think there's a lot of people that's been there. We're all not popular. Just like David wasn't invited there when they come to pick out a king. He wasn't invited to it. They didn't even expect him to be the one. But God, when they brought his brothers in front of him, I want to tell you, they look like something, but God was no respecter of person. He looks on a man's heart.
Amen. And that's what he saw in David. He saw his heart, even though he didn't get invited. I'm telling you about something. You may not be popular here on earth. You may not have, and you may have be popular. You may have a big house. You may have cars and still go to heaven. It ain't got nothing to do with what you got and what you ain't got. When it comes to material things, it matters what you got in here or you don't got in here. I just imagine Lazarus probably wasn't too popular, do y'all? Just laying up. They said he laid him, so they had to pack him, bring him. Just laid him there. Dogs come licking on him. He just didn't look like much, did he? He told the rich man, he said, y'all, in your lifetime, you had the good things, and Lazarus had the evil things. He just didn't have much. Whether there's a parable or not, there's millions of Lazaruses right now in heaven. Millions of Lazaruses. Poor people that everybody looked down on. That nobody thought was much. That has a mansion today. You're going to miss out on that, friend. I can't explain what heaven's like. I know it ain't going to be no more crying. Brother James ain't up there preaching. I don't believe that in all my heart. There ain't going to be no more pain. Sister Polly, when you see Dan, he got where he couldn't pick his hands up. He's going to come up to you and he's going to wrap you up so tight. He's going to love on you. I told him this morning, man, that Sheila was talking to Lori and Glenn was talking about getting a new mattress and how soft it was and everything. I told him our mattress is so wore out. Where we lay, it's a king-size bed. Where we lay, it's dipped out like us right here. And if I get my night shoulder, I have to climb the hill to get to her. I was trying to go over to her and give her sugar. We're both trying to get up there. You can forget that mess. We're going to just flow into each other's arms. She thinks she's got tired of me in 46 years. She's got another thing coming. She's going to have to tolerate me through eternity. Because he's no respecter of person. Lost friend today, why would you not want to go with us? Why would you not seek the Lord? Why would you not call on Him? I'm sorry, I got a yo-yo the other day. I didn't say nothing. You didn't know it, but I got in the car and I told I was mad at her. I said, why'd you mention that for? And she said, what? I said, about that floor. She said, well, I didn't figure you'd care me mentioning about the floor. And I said, then Barry turned around and said, if I'd done it right to start, will you? Never again. I sat there this morning. I said, Lord, please don't let me have to fix this floor again. But someday after a while, someday after a while, I'll teach you be made of gold. And she'll fade not away. Don't miss out, friend. Don't miss out. Heaven awaits. Where does you ever feel empty inside like something's just missing? I do too. I don't no more. What's missing is God.
I hear some people say it's a big void. It is, if God's big. If he can hold all the waters of the earth and the oceans in the palm of his hand, how big is God? You talking about a void. All of heaven's missing out. It's gone. It's not there. But you can have it. Thank God someday after a while. No more pain. No more tears.
Amen.
We're going to be with family again. I miss my brother. I still pick up my phone from time to time. I'll say, what's Steve doing? What old Steve's doing? And I'll go dial at 644-5420, and I'll realize that he ain't going to answer the phone anymore and say, hello. He ain't going to say, why need I no more down here? But honey, I believe you'll hear it someday again. You're going to see him. You're going to see your daddy again. So y'all don't believe on it what you want to. Some people say we ain't going to know nobody. We're going to get up there and we're just going to walk around. I reckon fold around like a spirit and just ain't going to do nothing. I don't believe that in all my heart. I don't believe it. I believe I'm going to have a body. I'm going to walk around. I'm going to know everybody. I'm going to come up and say, how you doing, sister? I ain't seen you in a while. It's good to see you. How you doing, brother? I'm going to go up to Paul. I'm going to talk to him a while. No respect to a person. It don't matter if you got a grade school education. People ask me all the time, we're about the same age. Why don't I remember you in high school? Didn't go to high school. And you can see it on their face just as soon as they say that. You say that. It's kind of like y'all heard me tell about going up there and playing golf. You go to tee off a bunch of people you don't know and you shake your hand. I tell them I was Jeff Likens. The first thing they do is reach around and make sure the billfold was in their pocket. People don't mind looking down on you here. I've been a lot of people would come in up there over there the other day and all saw my floor in my living room and said, well, boy, it's bad around here, ain't it? And I'd had to say amen. It was. But I wouldn't take nothing for that old house.
Amen.
I raised my babies there.
Amen.
We was going to buy some land up there in Lafayette. We was going to build a house. And my little girls, they said, Daddy, we don't want to leave here. This is our home. And I said, well, we'll stay till we die then.
Amen.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Amen.
Right. Yeah, it's just a resting place now, but God give it to me. But I've got something better coming. I want you to have that too. That's my thought. We might have a song. Have a handshake, and we'll have prayer requests. I promise. I know y'all don't like when I do this. I know you don't. I know you. This gets you out of your little routine. I'm sorry. But sometimes God just says go.
Amen.
And I want liberty to preach. I don't want to wait there and then try to preach and not have nothing. I want to feel God.
Amen.
When I preach. And if I can't feel him when I'm preaching, I don't want to do it.
Amen.
There's got to be that liberty in the house of God.
Amen.
I'm tired. I'm going to sit down. Let's have a song.